Okay, so we're in the third talk tonight, and so we're continuing on chapter 7, where seven steps of a godly man or woman, and we've considered that idea of how we're not just looking for sobriety, we're looking for freedom, and that freedom comes from personal transformation. And so it's the idea that we want to learn to walk with God. He's the one that's going to give us the victory. And so walking means to take repeated steps. And so we do want to understand there's steps God wants us to take in order to develop our personal walk with Him. And so we've looked at a couple of those already. We thought about how God wants us to become men and women of the Bible, and how we're not just to read it, but we're to study it, try to understand it, and then meditate on it so that it affects us, that it starts to work in us. And then last week we looked at the thought that God wants us to be men and women of prayer, and how we want to learn how to pray. It isn't something that comes naturally, but it's how God wants to help us develop our relationship. And so tonight we want to consider another step, and that's the idea of becoming men and women of faith. Faith. So we want to consider that, and so we'll be going a lot through Hebrews chapter 11, which is called a chapter, kind of the faith chapter in the Bible, and so hope to bring some thoughts out of that. So, see what it says here, Hebrews 11. So, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And that's really kind of the whole chapter is about the good report that these elders obtained. And this statement is made without faith. It's impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so we want to be ones where we obtain a good report. We want to be ones that God rewards. We want to be ones that please God. And so it comes as we follow these different steps in life. And so we want to try to understand faith better, because of course, naturally, we don't live by faith in God. And so we're just going to kind of consider that. And so, to have faith is really kind of fairly simple. It's to believe, trust, or have confidence in someone or something, right? And we can have faith in a lot of different things, right? And, for instance, like right now, you all have faith that the seats that you're in are going to hold you up, right? That you're not tentative where you go to sit down. You've sat in them before and you're like confident, yes, this is going to support me and it's not going to be an issue, right? Generally, you're driving your vehicle, right? If it's a reliable vehicle, you're trusting, okay, yeah, this is going to get me from A to B. I'm not fearful that, like, the wheel's going to fall off or something like that. And there's different things we have faith in. But the thing is we often tend to be skeptical, and we often find it difficult to trust anyone or anything in life. And a lot of times that happens because sometimes in our past we've had someone we trusted, and we got burned, that they proved to be untrustworthy. And so when that happens, sometimes as a result, is that we're just, our guard is up, and we don't trust anyone or anything. And we want to think about it. We don't want to be gullible. We don't want to be taken advantage of. We don't want to be used and abused. But at the same time, if we live a life where we're in fear and we're in paranoia, where we just automatically think somebody's out to get me or someone is probably going to stab me in the back the first chance they get, we're going to miss out on a lot of good relationships that we could have, right? And so we don't want to live in fear. Instead, we want to learn to live in faith. But we want to make sure that our faith is in the right thing. And that's kind of the thing, is that a lot of our problems in life have come because we put our trust and confidence in the wrong things and in the wrong people. that, like, for instance, like, for a person to put their confidence in the person dealing drugs to them, right? It's like, oh yeah, this guy is going to help me out. This guy, I can trust this guy. It's like, well, no, he's just using you to make money, right? And like, there's different times where, say, you go with a group of people and you think, oh yeah, these are my friends. They have my best interests at heart. And they're not going to allow me to get into any kind of trouble that would be embarrassing. But then basically you find out at the end of the night is that they basically watched you get drunk and then had you do all these really embarrassing things and took pictures, and it was just kind of something they planned to do from the beginning. And so it's the thing is that we place our trust in the wrong people many times. And often we place our trust in ourselves, in our own strength, in our own wisdom, and we think, oh yeah, I can figure this out, or this looks good to me, seems like a good idea, and we're totally mistaken. And so we see with some of those different verses, it's Proverbs 28, verse 26, says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. That if we... We kind of have that. One of the things that you often hear at graduations and other things is the statement, well, just follow your heart. And then we kind of realize scripturally, well, that's usually not good advice, right? Because sometimes where we want to go, like where our emotions take us, is not a healthy place for us to go to. Proverbs 25, verse 19, it says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. And we've sometimes had that, where we've thought someone we could trust in, we counted on them, and just when we needed them, they're not there. And we just, things collapse. And it talks about Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6, it says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, that maketh flesh his arm. And it says in verse 6, it says, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land, and not inhabit it. So it's not a good thing to just always put a trust in other people, because sometimes, even if they're trying not to, they may fail us. And so we want to realize, if I'm going to have faith in someone or something, it has to be in the right person. And so, we realize that things in our life start changing for the better as we put our faith in Jesus Christ and His Word. And that's where, first of all, when we come to Christ for salvation, where we, instead of trusting in our own good works, in our own ability to work our way to heaven, we trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, we realize that that's where it starts, but we realize it wants to continue, that we're saved by faith, but God wants us to learn to live and walk by faith as well. That when we come to Christ, it is a personal faith decision, but it's supposed to be one of many that we learn to take in life. And so we see Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8, says, blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh, but her leaf shall be green, shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So it's that idea, if we're trusting in the Lord, our lives can be fruitful. And so we want to learn to walk by faith with the Lord. And so we want to understand, Romans 10, 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so our faith grows as we hear God's word, and then we allow its truths and principles to direct our thinking, our choices, and our actions. And it's the idea is that sometimes we can be, we've probably had instances where maybe God's word is being spoken, but did we actually hear it? Like, were we paying attention? Or is it actually coming in, and are we actually dwelling upon it in our mind? And that's the thing, is like when we actually hear God's word, we're like, okay, I heard what it says, I'm actually going to respond in accordance to what it guides me to do. That's how we start to change in life, is we believe what God's Word says, and then we do something different as a result. And so that's the thing, as we learn to live by faith, what's going to happen is that we're going to respond differently to the challenges of life. Because before, when we lived in fear, when something would happen, we would panic, we would overreact, and then a lot of times that overreaction would trigger that self-destructive behavior. Right? And so instead, when we have faith, the same event can happen, but we just kind of think, okay, this is not a big deal. God is with me. God knows this. God can help me through this. I don't have to panic. And so it's that response where it's not this, and it can go the other way too. Sometimes we can have that anxiety response to an event. Sometimes we can have that kind of discouragement response to an event where, oh man, this happened and now my whole day is ruined, right? Whereas when we have faith, it's like, okay, God's in control. God knows what's happening. This isn't the end of the world. We can get through this kind of thing. So it's that thing. Psalm 46 says, God is a refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And that's the thing. When we know He's there, we don't have to be afraid. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. And that's the thing, is that when our mind stayed on the Lord, we just think in our mind of how big and how strong and how wise God is, that when we look at our problems, we think, okay, God is way bigger than my problems. So why do I have to worry about this? He can manage this. Just developing that when we can see God for who He is, then our problems aren't nearly as insurmountable as we think they are. But then also, it's the idea of walking by faith. And by that we mean that we take repeated steps based upon the confidence that we have in God and His Word. That what He's saying to us when we read God's Word, we're saying, okay, this is God's Word. I know that it's true, right? And if I know the truth can make me free. So I'm going to accept this, that what God has to say, that maybe this kind of rubs me the wrong way, but it's kind of, this is His prescription for my situation. I need to fulfill the prescription He has for me, for it to do the good that He wants it to do in my life. And then we say, okay, this is the right thing to do. This is the best course of action to take. So I'm going to trust God. Even though I don't understand all the details, I'm going to follow these principles and see where it leads me. And so it's a thought, too, is that faith is always demonstrated by action. It talks about James 2:18. The person says, well, I have faith and you have works. And he says, well, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. That we want to understand that if we truly believe in God and in His Word, then we're going to act a whole lot different than if we're operating based on fear and doubt, or based on self-confidence, right? Because you can think about it, if you're dealing with a challenging situation, right? And if you're walking in fear, what's going to happen is you're going to hang back, you're going to get nervous, you're maybe going to avoid that because it's difficult, right? If you're walking in self-confidence and it's misplaced, think, oh yeah, I can handle this, this will be great, and you step in and you, because you're too full of your own self-assurance, that then you end up failing and faltering right away, right? But then if you have faith in God, it's like you can say, okay, God's going to help me through this. I can step forward confidently. He can give me wisdom in this situation. And so you respond differently than you would in those other situations. So we want to understand that's kind of the basic idea of faith, but we want to see examples of it. And that's what Hebrews 11 speaks of. So, there's a lot of different examples, but I'm just going to give a few of them for you. And so the first I want to mention is Noah, where basically God comes to him and says, okay, there's going to be judgment on the world, I'm going to send rain, and the whole world's going to be flooded, so I need you to prepare this giant boat to be able to have enough room for people and animals to survive this great flood. And so, and at that time, as we understand, the world was very different. It hadn't actually rained up to that point. There was instead this mist that came up from the ground. And so it was kind of, to be able to say this and confidently to, like, to basically spend 120 years of your life building this massive boat far away from any ocean, that it takes a lot of faith to be able to do that. But we actually see that, yes, he was, it needed to happen, and he was willing to do that. And so it's the idea that sometimes you can have that kind of feeling from God. It's like, okay, this is something I need to do, and I don't exactly know why, but I need to be doing this. And then you might find out years later, oh, good, this is why I needed to have this done, because this was coming up. And so learning to do that, being guided by God in that way. Another one is Abraham. And we see him acting in faith. And that's what we see in Hebrews 11, where all the verses start with, by faith this person did this. And so Abraham, when he was called of God to leave his, God said, leave your family, go to a place I'm going to show you, I'm going to make you a great nation. So it's like, I'm leaving everything I know, going to something where I don't know anybody, and I'm just going to be a stranger and wander around. You think, well, it'd be crazy to do that. But he said, okay, God's calling me, I have to follow. And so we see that there's times where God is kind of calling us in a new direction, maybe calling us to step away from some of our past and some of our old life and start something new. And that can be a very scary thing to even consider. We want to stay back with what's known, with what's comfortable. But if we do that, we're going to miss out on what God wants. And so it's learning to be able to do that. Then too, as well, we see with Abraham that he also... he faced a great trial, but yet he still trusted God. That God wanted to see, because he'd been praying for a son for years and years, and had pretty well given up on getting a son, but God in his mercy gave him Isaac. But then God wanted to see, okay, did he just serve me all those years because he was going to get a son out of the bargain, or did he serve me because he loves me? And so he said, okay, I want you to offer your son as a sacrifice to me. And we think, well, that's just crazy. And you'd say, there's no way he would do that. But yet we see Abraham that early the next morning, he got ready to go and bring his son to offer to the Lord. And his mindset was, okay, God said that through Isaac, I shall have a seed that shall be as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand on the seashore. And so he's like, okay, well, God's saying offer him, but then he has these promises, so maybe he's going to raise him from the dead. I don't know, but I got to do what God says. And so it's a very difficult trial, but we see that he was willing to give up his son for God's sake. And so God honored him and blessed him for that. And really it was a picture, because of course God was willing to give up his son for our sake. And so it's really, he passed that test. And so there's sometimes where we have a trial that we have to undergo, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. But when we we trust the Lord, okay, I'm going to give this up for some reason, and then we realize, yes, this was a necessary thing, I passed the test, and I'm so much better as a result. Moses was one as well, that it says when he came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, that he was adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh, and so he could easily have just accepted that identity and that whole lifestyle and just said, boy, I was born to a nation of slaves, but I had this good fortune to be delivered out of that. And so I'm going to make the most of that good fortune, and I'm going to live the rest of my life in ease and luxury, where I'm having people serve me rather than being a servant to others. And most of us in that position, we would have said, well, yeah, that's a no-brainer, that's what I would do. But yet when he came of age, he says, no, I'm not the son of Pharaoh's daughter, I'm the son of a slave. And he identified with God's people when he could have easily turned his back on them. And so we wonder, how could he do that? And it was by faith, because he saw, okay, this is what God wants me to do, and I need to fulfill that. And so he ended up making a decision that we would think that's crazy to make such a decision to give up that, but we see how much more he gained as a result. And so that's kind of the thing, is sometimes the Lord's going to call us to make a decision that to the world around us, they're going to say, well, you're crazy. You're giving up on something really good. Just chase after something that makes no sense. But then we take that step and realize this thing that we gave up really wasn't worth keeping. And it was a good decision in the end. But then as well, we see, talks about towards the end of many who achieve great victories through faith. David and Joshua and Gideon and others, that they were able to have victory through faith. But then as well, there are also who endured great trials, but yet stayed true throughout them. That they suffered a great deal, but yet they said, okay, well, I trust God, and I'm willing to die rather than to give up on my faith in God and in his word. And so it's very amazing that they'd be willing to do that. And so these are examples of faith, and with them all, it's where they're taking steps based on their confidence in the Lord, that they're doing things that they wouldn't normally do because of their faith. And so we want to think, okay, I want to learn to take steps of faith. And so, how do I do that? And so, much like we considered with reading the Bible and studying it, meditating on it, and learning how to pray, we want to actually practically understand, okay, how do I take steps of faith in life? And it's not like there's a list of, okay, you got to take this step first and this step of faith next, and because it could be different for each of us depending on where we're at. But we see, first of all, that when it comes to making an important decision, that we think that before, I relied upon my own wisdom to figure things out, and usually my own wisdom got me into trouble. And so when we think, okay, I'm going to no longer lean into my own understanding, I'm going to trust the Lord, I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways, and allow him to direct my paths. And so we say, okay, Lord, it isn't what I want to do or what I think is a good idea. What do you want to do? What is your will on this? What principles can I learn from your word that can guide me in this decision I have to make? And so we search the scriptures. We pray to God to help him help us to see what we need to see. And as we do this, we realize that God's ways are not our ways, that his ways are higher than ours. And so what's going to happen is that sometimes we're going to have an option come up that we never considered, and that most people would automatically dismiss. And yet the Lord seems to be putting his finger on it. And he said, this is what I want you to do. And we want to realize that. A lot of times the crowd's heading a certain way, but usually it's the way to destruction, right? And so sometimes where it's this different path, you have to say, okay, I need to give this some thought. I shouldn't go with the flow, because the flow usually goes to a bad place, and so I need to follow the Lord instead. And so it's the thing, is that as we seek his will, as we pray, Lord, what would you have me to do? And he reveals it, and with that he gives us a peace in our heart that this is what he wants us to do. Then what we do is we step forward in faith and see what God can do. That we don't have to be anxiously. And that's the thing, is that so often our decisions in the past have been motivated by fear. Whether it's fear of what might happen, fear of what other people might think of us, and often we fail to take certain steps because we're crippled by fear, or we take other steps because we're fearful and we're trying to avoid something that we're fearful of. And so instead, we learn to be living by faith, where we have a confidence, a trust, and really a peacefulness in the decisions that we make. That's, I think all of us would recognize, that's a much better way to live than be always motivated or crippled by fear. And so we do realize that God knows what our limitations are. He's not going to allow us to be tempted above what we're able. But we also do understand that God wants us to move out of our comfort zone. That where we are right now can be a very kind of small place, kind of difficult place, frustrating place, right? But he wants to move us into a larger place. He wants to help us expand our horizons. He wants us to experience freedom, fulfillment, and victory in life. And so if we just stay where we're at, if we never take a chance on anything, if we never try anything that might be uncomfortable, we're going to miss out. And that's the thing. If we live in fear and doubt, we're going to miss out on life. And that's what you think about it. Like, if you're really struggling with anxiety and you're fearful of a lot of things, you can stay in your house and not go outside and have life totally pass you by because you're so fearful of what could happen, right? And so instead of being crippled by fear, we want to step out by faith and discover the great things that God can do in our lives. And he wants to show himself strong. He wants us to take us to a new place, and we have to learn to trust him. And really have faith be that guiding principle in our life, where, okay, what does God's word say? I'm going to trust that, I'm going to apply it to my life, and then see what the results will be.